Oh my God. Something absolutely reeks. Serious. Festering, dead something somewhere. I'm just walking off and away from the main road, which I've just crossed. And heading up a country lane. I have to see my grandmother. And I take every opportunity possible when I'm wandering around to listen to some podcasts, but I was distracted ever so slightly by the stench of something that may have been hit by a car and is lying somewhere rotting away. But it smells of the country, not a problem with at all. That was rotting flesh like you would never believe. Oh, there's a massive bunch of really tasty looking blackberries. Right, just blow the hairs off. Right, but a bunch of stinging nettles. And the verdict is absolute perfection. I just had a damson a minute ago. I have a fruit bowl full of apples from a tree not far away from where I'm standing. And right here as well, there are, as he pulls off, six or seven elderberries, which no doubt are not going to be very tasty. Let's have a... Well, these ones actually aren't too bad. There's been some super bitter elderberries, and there's even grapes growing off the back of a few people's gardens in the village. Small grapes this year. Last year they were really juicy and sweet. This year it's a bit like Russian roulette. But listening to podcasts, foraging in the hedges, and trying not to smell festering, rotting flesh. I've had nothing but trouble with the flesh side of things, as well as the podcast side of things recently. Watching a guy building a very, very nice looking wooden structure, like a double garage without doors on at the moment, out of beautiful looking wood. And he's grinding slate on the roof. That's the sound you can hear there. The podcast app is one of the lowest rated apps on my device. I know a lot of people do use other podcasting apps, and I am open to possibilities. Weirdly, I never saw an update for it. I update an app as soon as it says update normally, and I just got so frustrated with it a minute ago, because no matter how many times I listen to certain podcasts, they pop up and they're still there. Halfway listened to or something, like the thing doesn't have any bloody memory, and it may actually be user error, I'm not sure, having turned off cellular data on some of my podcasts because of travelling to countries where I didn't have data access. It's possible. Nevertheless, I've just deleted the app in frustration, knowing that all of my listen to settings would have gone, but I did heavily go through on my iTunes account manually on my laptop through speakers, have a big long listen last night and delete a lot of the stuff I'd listened to, and I downloaded the app and it looks a bit different. It definitely looked a bit different, and I'm thinking, hang on a second, maybe there was an update that hasn't been showing up, and it's better now. This is me being very hopeful, of course, and as hopeful as I am, so far so good. It looks like it's remembered that there is, in fact, only 600 unlistened to podcasts in my account, and not the 1,500 it was earlier, the ones I can never seem to get off the system. Must move away for this car. So, my Radio Lab has downloaded again. That hadn't downloaded for a while. Three top tips, which I'm sure that if you are into podcasting, you are listening to anyway. Radio Lab, This American Life, and The Moth. The Moth being kind of karaoke-style five-minute stories, sometimes a lot longer than 5 minutes. In fact, they are a lot longer than 5 minutes. I don't even know why I said that. I think because the last time I did a moth style event was South by Southwest, and you got 5 minutes in the Red Eye Bar. Yeah, so the moth, which is kind of stand-up storytelling in front of a live audience. This American Life, NPR, great American journalism, fantastic audio journalism, and Radiolab, an amalgamation of great journalism, awesome science and tech talk with just phenomenal post-production, some great edits, lovely sound effects punctuating, and if I had the patience and the time to hand, I'd love to do a podcast along those lines, but a proper labour of love, and a lot of work goes into it. So obviously I've got the large number of people that I've been subscribing to, and I apologise to the Freaky Fwoofs and the MC Fontaines and the Ian Caths and the Top Golds and all the other people I listen to through Audioboo. I normally subscribe to the RSS feed through iTunes. There's just been a big glut, and I've got a lot of catching up to do. I managed to catch up with some of Buddha Magnets yesterday, and there's yet more to listen to there. So, a new dawn for the podcasting app. We're going to try again, and if this fails miserably, then I'm leaving it, finding something else. Life's too short, isn't it? Right, I've reached my destination. Speak to you later.